This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Velazquez, VELAZQUEZ, first name Guadalupe, GUADALUPE, date of birth May 26, 1960, date of evaluation July 13, 2023. The patient is seen for disability evaluation, the HPI. The patient is a 63-year-old female who reports that she was unable to walk or get out of bed for 3 months, period. Prior to that, she had been hospitalized for 2 months, period. She was found to have congestive heart failure, for which she underwent thoracentesis times two, period. Exercise tolerance is less than 25 feet, period. She further reports easy fatigability, period. She reports two-pillow orthopnea, period. The patient's records are reviewed. She is noted to have history of acute biventricular systolic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction of 20 to 25%, period. She further was noted to have atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, period. She was previously diagnosed with pulmonary embolism, period. As noted, she continues with symptoms, period. Her past medical history includes one, acute biventricular systolic heart failure with ejection fraction of 20-25%, period. Next number, atrial fibrillation with right ventricular, correction with rapid ventricular response, period. Next number, pulmonary embolism, period. Next number, left pleural effusion, status post thoracentesis. Next number, DVT of the popliteal vein. Next number, acute on chronic microcytic anemia. Next number, acute anemia with hemoglobin of 5.9 requiring transfusion of 2 units of packed red blood cells, period. Next number, chronic kidney disease. Next number, type 2 diabetes. Next number, hypertension. Next number, deconditioning. The next number, history of recurrent falls, past surgical history, otherwise unremarkable. She has had thoracentesis as noted. The medication, azithromycin, 250 milligrams daily, acetaminophen, 325 milligrams, take 2 Q6 hours, meclizine 25 milligrams, 1 PRN, cetirizine, CETRIZINE, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 daily, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, amiodarone, 200 milligrams, 1 daily, furosemide, 20 milligrams one daily, metformin, 500 milligrams one daily, Eliquis, 5 milligrams one daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, a sister had heart problems, the social history patient report, history of cigarettes, but no drug or alcohol. Review system, skin, she report a diffuse rash. She has moles, period. Head, unremarkable. Eyes, she wears reading glasses. Oral cavity, she has dentures. Throat, she has sore throat. Respiratory, she has cough, cardiac. She reports occasional chest tightness. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea and vomiting. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. Musculoskeletal, she has joint pain. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia. The physical examination, blood pressure 153/74, pulse 57, respiratory rate 20, weight 221.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. H-E-E-N-T, head is atraumatic, pneumocephalic, pupil equal round, reactive to light and accommodation. Sclera is clear, vision, both eyes 20/50, left 20/50, right eye 20/50-1. The oral cavity significant for dentures, neck is supple, no adenopathy, no thyromegaly, no carotid bruise, and noted, period. Chest demonstrates normal excursion, lungs reveal bronchi and rhesus, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, with normal S1 and S2, there is no S3 or S4, no murmurs noted to be present, period. Carotid demonstrates normal obstruction and volume, period. Abdomen is obese, period. There are no masses or tendons noted, period. No acanomegaly is present, period. Back, no CVAT. Extremities, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Musculoskeletal, normal range of motion, period. Psychiatric, appropriate. Affect, eye contact, and speech, period. Neuro, no focal abnormality, period. The impression, this is a 63-year-old female who is known to have a history of congestive heart failure. She has reduced ejection fraction, period. She further has history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. Patient is noted to have decreased exercise tolerance and easy fatigability, period. Her limitations are most likely secondary to her underlying cardiac dysfunction, period. Medically, patient is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or exertion, period. C has decreased cardiac reserve as related to her underlying cardiomyopathy period. Functionally, she is categorized New York Heart Association Class 3, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.